Today on episode number 394 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/394. Before there was John Lee Dumas and the other, you know, podcasting rock stars. Yeah, the original gangsters, the original podcasting rock stars, Keith and the Girl on the show today, talking about their new book, The Ultimate Podcasting Guide, plus your podcast questions answered. And I've got, if you heard me last week about the whole Amazon thing, you definitely got to stay tuned for that. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, I am so glad you're here. Look, I got a question for you. I know we just met. Give me three episodes. Sometimes I'm a little bit of an acquired taste, but we talk about all things podcasting here, from recording, gear, planning, promoting, monetizing, all points in between. As I bring my 20 plus years of training to the microphone, we flatten the learning curve. We just say, get out of here. Learning curve, I don't think so. And I let you know that you are never, ever alone on your podcast journey. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to be in on the show, in on the conversation, by all means, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. Well, I normally start off with a bit of, because of my podcast and a little bit of podcast success and things like that, some things are very, very cool about this. And, well, let's start off with last week. I do want to get this right out of the way. Last week, we were talking about the whole Amazon and the fact that my affiliate program had gotten shut down because I used the wrong type of link. And on the Ask the Podcast Coach show, which we do at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time every Saturday morning, my co-host, Jim, threw out this great tip that turns out isn't a great tip, but let's just review here.
We use our domain slash Amazon. You can also go in and forward amazon.yourdomain.com
yep.
to that link. And that's actually probably a little smarter, because if people are using Chrome, or even I think this works in Firefox, all those website addresses get cached. And the more you use them, the more they go up in the ranking on the cache. And so if they just remember Amazon and they type AM, it automatically fills it. And once they've done that once or twice, it'll start filling it with the amazon.yourdomain.com.
Which is very, very cool, right? And I was like, man, that's a great tip. Yeah, I want to thank Jeremy for sending in a link to the Amazon Terms of Agreement, which I actually had looked through. Not sure how I missed the part on, it's like, 2G that says, yeah, you can't use the word Amazon in any kind of domain or subdomain. And I was like, oh, because I actually looked through the terms of agreement. I somehow missed that one. So thank you, Jeremy, for filling us in on that. So yeah, if you listened to last week, that's bad advice. And I really looked. I don't know how that slipped by me, but thank you so much for that. So that was kind of cool that my audience reached out. I mentioned that I had bought in Scrivener software. And Steve Stewart from Money Plan SOS, like the next day, said, oh, here's a cool resource if you want to learn it. It was something like learnscrivenerfast.com. And it was very, very cool that my little community reached out to say, hey, hold on a second. Here's something that can help you. And it's amazing how you forget sometimes that there are people actually listening to this, and they're in the content. And we're all here to kind of help each other out. And so it was very, very cool. So because of my podcast, I, A, am helping you not do something that will get you kicked off of Amazon. And in my case, if you missed last week's episode, real quick, if you're using PrettyLink, do not use, it's a plugin for WordPress, do not use the Pretty Bar. It puts your links in an iframe. And in my case, Amazon said, you can't do that, and you're gone. And I'm still waiting for them to review my account, because I should be able to get turned back on. But just so you know, keep that in mind. So thank you so much for that. All right, we're going to go to the interview. I'm dying to play this for you. It's with Keith and the Girl. And to give you a little behind the scenes here. It's kind of funny. I've interviewed a lot of people on this show. I've spoken with a lot of people at conventions, things like that. And I don't know why Keith Malley makes me nervous. I have no idea why. And so it's kind of funny. I guess really it boils down to, I know that at any time he can just simply turn into Keith Malley, take over the show, and there really would be nothing I can do about it. The other thing I should point out is they say in their book, Ultimate Podcasting Guide, which you can find at ultimatepodcastingguide.com, that you should always let your guest know kind of what to expect on the interview. And one of their points is you should probably let them know if they can swear on your podcast. Yeah, I kind of forgot that step. And so they did. And I was really debating this morning, do I bleep these out? Because I'm pretty sure you guys know what they, you know, it's like, all right. But because this is technically a clean podcast, I've gone through and beeped out the words. But here it is, my interview. You'll hear my nervousness at times. I'm laughing when I'm listening back to this, that I'm trying to come up with the next question, or I say a lot of you knows in this one. But anyway, let me shut up and let's get to Keith and the girl. Well, joining me once again, they've been on the show before. Are we friends? Are we friends at this point?
Good pals, I'd say.
All right, excellent. I'm always worried about that.
I expect a gift for my wedding.
Okay.
That's true. I am married, but you have a year to give me the gift. Good all friend.
Right, excellent. There you go. Keith and Hemna from keithandthegirl.com. And today I wanted to bring him on because I've consumed a lot of books and content on podcasting. And there are times when it's very, very difficult because I will be reading something and it's just like obviously written by somebody who A, probably doesn't really have a podcast, or B, I was talking before we hit record that if I go to the gear section and it says buy a blue snowball, I know this is not going to be worth reading because they're recommending condenser microphones and such. And I usually just go, oh, it's going to be one of those. So when Keith and Hemna put out their book, I was like, oh, this should be good. I love their show. They're always funny. And I've known you guys through the years. You really take this seriously. And I started reading it, and where other books I have to fight to get through it, this one, I think I read it in like a day and a half. And it was basically, I was reading it on the treadmill. And I actually was great. It helped me lose weight because I didn't want to get off the treadmill because that meant I was going to stop reading. So
it's such a huge compliment to hear you say that. You know, you've been podcasting pretty much as long as we have. We're all some of the originals. And for you to say that you've read other people's and that you've been following us and care about our career is such a big deal.
Well, you guys have been doing it a while and you guys went from literally, you guys were, you know, you did children's parties and clowns and things like that. And over the years you've gone through and you guys are doing this full time. And it's great that you've now put together this book to peel back the curtain and go, okay, here's what we learned and here's what didn't work and things like that. So first of all, just thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And for those of the strange people that don't know who Keith and the girl are, why don't you tell them a little bit about your show?
Well, we are Keith and the girl. I'm the girl. And it's a comedy talk show. We started from a spare bedroom in our home right after a roommate of ours left. And we really didn't think that it would reach the level of success that it did, but we did take it seriously. We thought if we're going to put out anything, it's going to need to be very entertaining. It's going to need to be perfect and it's going to need to represent us whether we think we're going to take it in this direction or not, you know, in like as a full-time job. Eventually some guests came on. We have some comedic friends or, you know, my brother, his brother, and we just talk a lot of shit to each other.
Yeah, we thought maybe when we found out about the technology, I was thinking, all right, I do stand up sometimes. Maybe we'll use it to promote a career, however often we do it. Maybe Hemda's the greatest singer I've ever heard. Maybe we'll use it to promote her singing. And we decided to do it every day, still not thinking this would necessarily be a job or the big thing. And it ended up taking off from there because it's something we're doing, no matter if it's our career or not. We took it very seriously. And the next thing you know, we'd love doing that above anything else.
There you go. And I know you started March 7th. So I always forget, is it 2004 or 2005?
Five.
Okay. So you've been doing it a while. How long did it take you guys to, you know, take off, or that you went, whoa, hold on a second, there's actually people listening?
Well, the thing is our audience was telling us all that stuff. We weren't really checking our numbers or anything. We weren't really into that. We didn't, I don't even know if we knew to look at that.
We probably didn't know to look. We probably didn't know how to look.
Yeah. We were just kind of posting it and hoping people are responding even on their own. You know, hopefully they're laughing while they're listening, but.
Ooh, a comment.
Yeah. And so our audience told us, they're like, hey, we want to talk about this more. Can you get a forums? You know, hey, we've been listening for a while. Can you get t-shirts? We want to buy that. Hey, where's your donate button? You know, we want to give back to the show. We don't understand how you're doing this for free for all this time. So
that is like the third person we've had on the show that said the audience was like, finally, we can give you money. And there's actually a new plugin that just came out, oddly enough, called PayPal Donation. And what's kind of cool about it is you can put in what your monthly expenses are. And as people donate, it will change the picture from a frowny face to an almost smiley face to a very smiley face. And if you want to see this in action, go over to askthepodcastcoach.com. But it's amazing. We don't think about that, but people, it's a value for value model. They provide value. Their audience wants to provide value to them.
We really didn't know what we were doing. We don't have a business degree. We don't have any degree. And we certainly don't have a talk show experience before podcasting. So this really gave us the opportunity to create our own situation. And we're really lucky that our listeners helped us out along the way.
And as I was reading your book, you do that a lot where I think in the book, it mentions like some of your first sponsors, you just basically asked your audience, right?
Yes. Yeah, we don't know how to sell. I mean, we didn't at the time. We didn't have any experience selling advertising space or who to look for. The internet was not as populated with as much information either. People didn't know what podcasts were, even if we were to get in touch with an advertising agency or something like that. They just thought it was some internet fad that would go away. So we knew that we had an audience that knew our reach. We had an audience that if we told them a link of something that we like, they went there. I remember at some point we told them about a movie on Netflix, and within like 24 or 48 hours, that movie was unavailable because it was downloaded too much. So we knew that we can do that. We knew that if we did have an advertiser, if we did mention someone's link or story or something, that we would drive traffic to the site, and so did our audience. So why not reach out to something that you know? Why not do the thing that makes sense to you at the time and learn and grow from there?
Now, I know in the past, you guys have been using Libsyn for sponsors, and you use them for hosting, and I know you don't anymore because your brother made some cool special VIP section for you. Do you still use them for sponsorship?
We use Libsyn for most of the stuff that they offer, and that does include sponsorships. We don't rule out that stuff. Libsyn has been not only the place that we host, but we've been friends with them. Rob Walsh, for example, has been, you know, in touch with us from that first podcast convention.
But not friends like you and me, buddy. Just to be clear.
I think that you can grow your audience and monetize your podcast specifically using Libsyn. And they do have whatever you need. And for people who don't have a brother like mine, or who are not trying to maybe reinvent the wheel, or are just trying to sort of post their podcast and do as little work around that as possible, I think Libsyn can really, really help you out. And that is the number one hosting site, and we've always stood by that.
And they're the best. It's not even like it's good enough.
Yeah.
In case Hemda's given that impression. They're great at what they do.
Absolutely. And I don't know why I didn't figure this out, and I don't know where I didn't hear it. I just put, like, last month, two and two together, that your brother is the guy from Mixergy.
I have two brothers.
Okay.
And so the younger brother is officially working with us with his girlfriend, Maricela. That's Michael. My older brother, Andrew, is the Mixergy guy. And this is really funny because not a lot of people put that together. We're not so vocal about it, but we also don't hide it. But it's really funny because we both have some notoriety in podcasting, but he has it in the entrepreneurial world and I have it in the comedy world. So what's really awesome is if I talk to entrepreneurial podcasters or just people who listen to that kind of show, they will mention Mixergy to me, not knowing that they're talking about my brother. happens with my brother, and we always get a kick out of it. We text each other like, hey, I was just recognized for being your sister, or I was just recognized for, you know, he says, for being your brother. And that's really a lot of fun.
Well, one of my favorite parts in the book that, again, it was at the beginning that I was like, okay, this is not your standard podcasting book, is you guys have a section on differentiating your podcast from anybody else. So when you're starting out, this is, again, I loved it. It was just like, here's what you need to do. And so tell us a little bit about your philosophy on that.
We think that you should do whatever makes you happy, but you should also filter some stuff or at least think about it before you put it out there, because you now have the opportunity to. You, more than we did, have the opportunity to see what's out there, to see what's working, to test some stuff. So why not go through a process? It's just a thought process. It's not limiting yourself. It's not cutting out things that you want to do, but it's honing in on what you really want. And because we've had to figure that out along the way, why not start with something that you're completely 100% clued in and very much can tell somebody about? I remember when we first started, people would ask me what I do. And I said, podcasting, and nobody knew what that was. And I said, internet radio, and they were completely turned off by it. You know, you don't have to deal with that as much anymore, but we do tell you the stuff that you will have to deal with. So before you decide on something, make sure that you're confident about it. Make sure that you're behind it 100% and make sure that the words that you put out there are something that you feel good about.
Well, if you were starting out today, oh, I guess you still do this every day. How do you guys make your show better than anybody else's?
We're willing to talk about personal things. Okay. And I also think it's the care that we take into it. It's our job. And even before we knew it was going to be our job, we took it very seriously. We did our show in our spare bedroom in our apartment. We didn't treat it as though that's what we were doing. We took it seriously. We had our notes, talking points in case we ran out of, okay, we exhausted this topic. And now what, you know, just something always ready to go. Hey, we take it dead serious. We know we're going to be judged by this. So we're going to put out the best show we can. And you hear podcasts, the majority, quite frankly, do not take it seriously. They take it as though they are talking into a $30 mic. No one needs to know. Give a good show.
Really? I love that. Notice what they're saying. We're not winging it. We're not going, you know, let's just turn it on. We're funny people. No. Well planned out, well thought out, a lot of research. Wait till you hear more of how they put together a show.
Yeah, and they also take it like our show, you know, even our tagline is Keith and his ex-girlfriend talk shit, but we're not. I mean, we're talking some real stuff here. We always have notes. We always have what we're going to talk about next. It's not like we're afraid that suddenly we're going to run out of things to say. We've done marathons of talk shows for hours and hours, and we haven't run out of anything. But if you want your audience to take your show seriously, you should prepare like they should.
We're talking, you know, about Woody Allen. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to pause that here. Here's a great point. Keith is basically coming out going, hey, you know what? It appears that Woody Allen raped his daughter, because that's what she's saying. And if you turn on anything, the media is so just mesmerized by Woody Allen that nobody will say a bad word about the guy. I was listening to Greg Fitzsimmons, who's never going to work with Woody Allen. And he was kind of like, hey, you know, it's weird because directors are kind of funny people. And I'm like, I don't think his daughter thought it was too funny. And Keith is basically coming out and saying that. And it goes back to what I always say. When you can give people good content that you can't get in other places, they're going to tune in. It was awesome, by the way.
Thank you. I'm reading everything. I'm doing research on everything. You know, if I'm pretty passionate, then I need to know what I'm talking about. And I come prepared. That's you need to take it seriously. You don't know who's listening to this. You don't know who was molested that's listening to you. So know where you're coming from. You don't have to puss out. You don't have to worry about being too sensitive. You can have your opinion, but know that your opinion's based on something. And then we'll talk about something as frivolous as Red Hot Chili Peppers not plugging in their instruments. But know, have something behind what you're saying. That's how I think we're different than most people.
And then how much prep goes into a show?
With the help of Danny Hatch, who works for us, he now goes through newspapers and the internet, and he knows how the show goes and what stuff interests me. And he'll clip those out, run those by me. You know, I'll go through them and pick things from that. We get in at 12. I am preparing for the show until we start, usually at 4.
Wow. Okay. That's taking it serious. And that's really what it takes. I think so many people I hear, and like you said, people just want to wing it. They just turn on the mic and, hey, I'm a funny guy, I'll just talk. And that may happen once, maybe twice, but you're really leaving way too much up to chance. I'll just say it shows that you guys definitely put in some time and energy. So as a listener, I appreciate that. And I really appreciated I just got in the car, I was listening to it on the way here, your whole rant on Woody Allen. And I was like, finally, finally, somebody's saying this.
Thank you. And if 4 hours seems overwhelming to somebody, take an hour or two, but take an hour or two and, you know, look through, have topics ready. No matter what kind of genius you are, don't just try to wing it.
When did you start going live?
I remember. Yeah, the first show was show 100, but it was a novelty. We were sort of not testing it out because we tested it out before we went live and made sure that would work well. But we thought it was a one-time thing. But after a while, we thought, okay, we've been podcasting for a while. We tried out this live element and we think that we can just do it like that from now on. It adds a communal element to it when people could feedback right away. They can call in right away. And we get the help of our audience for things like, oh, who was the guy that, you know, ran that underground circuit of dog something or other? And there it is. The answer's right there. It's feedback. It's like, they're helping us with it. They send us jokes and it, because we've sort of gone to some next level place, we were very comfortable with podcasting being on mics. This took it a notch up for us. It made it more interesting for us and it made it more interactive for everybody else as well.
Do you know what platform you're using to do all the live stuff?
What is it? Shoutcast?
Shoutcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Very simple.
And then how do you guys take live phone calls?
Skype.
Skype. Okay.
And everything going through our mixer. My mixer's set up that it takes all computer sounds. So I mute all computer sounds. You just have to check, keep an eye on IM if you're IMing somebody, which behind the scenes, me and Henda IM each other during the show, but you don't hear the beeps and bloops. And, you know, any, if I play a clip or if I take a phone call, it goes right through my mixer. If I'm not ready to take the phone call, but I want to answer it, I have that channel on mute. Pretty simple setup.
Gotcha. And then does that person then, once you answer the phone call, do they then listen to the show through Skype? Is how that works?
Yes. And sometimes they don't get it. They don't understand why they're not being answered to, and there's nothing I can do about it. So expect them to hang up if you wait too long, but then that's the way it is.
Yeah.
And I guess my thing is Skype is, you know, one call at a time. Do you have a lot of people calling then and they get a busy signal, or how does that work?
It works however Skype works. I don't know if you get a message or you get a beep, 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 but they know I'm doing a show and I'm taking calls and you have to try again.
Yeah, and I think you can set up your Skype to take multiple calls, put one call on hold and right, take the other one. We don't really...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do see it plop up, so yeah. I could take it if I wanted to.
Yeah. We don't really encourage that many phone calls throughout the show. People get nervous when they call in, but we like that element is there. So, you know, somebody like Tech Andrew, who actually works huge arenas, who does sound for huge arenas, he can call in and tell us why they would go unplugged and what's, you know, the behind the scenes of it. And he lives in Ottawa. So it's a plus, it's a bonus.
In your book, we've already talked a little bit about sponsors. You mentioned how your fans asked you to put a donate button on there. I don't want to know the dollar amount. Do you know what the percentage is of like sponsorship versus donate versus, you know, product sales and things like that?
I don't know the percentage, but I can tell you this. Whatever you focus on will be the highest percentage. So for a while, we only had a donate button. So that was 100% of the money that we were making. We got t-shirts. So that became a small percentage. This premium VIP package that we have that you were mentioning that my brother put together for us, Lipson has their own as well. You can use them as well. that is our ground. That's the ground we walk on. That is the kind of income that you can rely on a monthly basis. So that is probably, if I had to put a percentage, and this is really off the top of my head, would be 80%. And sponsorships are picking up more and more, where now, because of notoriety, after a certain point, the sponsors will start getting in touch with you. So we don't put a ton of ads in our show because we don't want it to be like that. So it's still a huge percent, and we really encourage the premium aspect, the premium system for podcasters. That is the kind of thing that you can rely on, the kind of, you kind of know what to expect within the months. And it fluctuates a little bit because people unsubscribe and subscribe, but that's how we know that we can pay the bills every month.
It makes it a little easier to do a budget when you can kind of say, I can expect this much income.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. You guys have a fair amount of products. I know, Keith, you have your comedy CDs and things like that. Have you ever had something that you thought you were going to put out as a product that you decide later, yeah, maybe not?
There had to be.
Yeah.
And how do you decide what goes and what doesn't?
Everything.
If it's up to our standards, I guess.
I think that without noticing, all the products have something to do with another product, even the t-shirt. So we have the t-shirt and then we're thinking, let's do a live show. Let's sell the t-shirt at the live show. That's an element. Once we get the live show going, we can have people pay at the door for something that we're doing. You know, it's entertainment, it's value. And then once we have that, if we're recording it, that has value because it's different than the usual podcast. Let's sell that as a download. Now that we have that as a download, we have our premium content members. Let's give it to them for free as an incentive. So one always sort of has to do with the other. We always think of all the elements and all the points and what did they buy before, or what were they interested in before. And again, they tell you, they say, hey, come to Chicago, come to Toronto, you know. So again, you got to interact with your audience. They'll tell you what they want, and then run it in your head. What kind of party would you want to go to? If you wanted to see the people that you were listening to, what would you want to expect? So that's why we mentioned in the book, if you're going to do a live show, your audience probably expects, because they know you so well and they feel like you're their friend and they've talked about you to their friends, they probably expect to shake your hand after. That doesn't mean that you always have to stay for hours and hours for as long as everybody can talk, but you're a podcaster. This is a wonderful moment. People came out to see you. We highly encourage staying after and saying hello to the people who have supported you and who came out. And you know what? It ends up being so much fun. Anyone who's into our sense of humor is likely to be a buddy of ours, or, you know, someone that we can just hang out with. So it ends up being a fun thing for us as well.
Well, that's one of the great benefits of podcasting, is people who generally think like you. And so you end up with your own little tribe or community, whatever you want to call it. And yours is definitely up there. I was looking at your forums, 35,000 plus members, over 515,000 posts. So it's just a little busy over there. Holy cow.
And there's actually more than that. I delete anybody that disagrees with me.
The forums initially was for us, for people to talk about the show, but we also, we had a section to talk about the show, but we right away included a section to just talk, to just bring up whatever subject you want. And that's how a community formed. And so they're not just going onto our site and onto our forums to chat with us or to give us the opinion on the show. They're going over there to talk to each other. So they're meeting by themselves as a KATG meetup. And we've gotten a few people who've gotten married, meeting through our show. They got engaged and married. And they've developed friends IRL.
Well, the one thing I definitely want to... Hold on a second. Did you hear that? That's pretty cool. And it just goes to show you again how your community is going to end up being with people that you really want to hang around. I mean, one of the things that's kind of cool about the Podcasters Roundtable with myself and Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast and Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio is I really like those guys. And why? Because they kind of like the same stuff I do. So here, their audience is getting together and go, wow, you like Keith and the Girl, so do I. And they have that same sense of humor. I'm not surprised that their audience is marrying each other. That's very cool. And it's just a great example of what I've been saying all this time, that your audience is going to be this really cool group of people that have one thing in common. A lot of people call it like-minded people. Very cool. To get into that, we talked a little bit beforehand, but to me, just I find it amazing is when you guys first started, you guys were a couple.
Whoa! No. Yowza!
And now you're not. Keith is married, and I know you are engaged.
Yep. Yes.
And so that had to be a fun little. Was there ever a time when you're like, "That's it, no more Keith and the girl. The show's done."
You wonder, sure, when you have a heated conversation, and then you're like, "I guess this is it." You wonder.
We did this weird check. We checked on each other thing, where shortly after we were broken up and we kept working together and we sort of tried to stay out of each other's way because we were still living with each other. Every once in a while, maybe one of us would get either insecure or would just need some kind of acknowledgement that this is weird or something. Mm-hmm. So we would actually say to each other, you know, and separately, you still want me to be your co-host, right? Because no one wants to be the co-host of somebody who doesn't want them around. And mm-hmm. so we would give each other outs, like, mm-hmm. hey, look, you know, like I would say, look, your name is on it. You could be, you know, with whatever the girl you want to be with. Mm-hmm. And so he would assure me that, like, no, this isn't even a question. And then every once in a while, he would say, like, I'm sure there are other funny Keiths around, you know, or whatever you want. Have you thought of this? You know, are you still feeling comfortable? And we would check on each other. And that's apparently what we needed. We needed to just make sure, because we were getting on fine during the show. But we're also lucky that our mates are okay with it. This is, you know, your exes are going to work with each other every day. But they know, and if you listen to our show long enough, we're over it.
It is a thing, you know, and the show is our child, and you stay together for the child.
There you go.
Until you start respecting each other again.
Well, also through that, we wrote a relationship book, which we so stand by, because relationships are not about just sticking together. They're about relating to each other on a true level. And when we stopped relating to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend, we had to admit it. And we encourage that in our relationship book. Be aware of where your relationship is, not where you want it to be.
Well, one of the questions we always ask guests here, and if you want to cheat and grab your phone, it's okay. Yeah. But we always ask, I don't know if you guys want to do this as a team or separately. I guess we could do it as a team. You could trade off. We call it the last 5 and 5.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Not what are your favorite 5 podcasts, but what were the last 5 that you listened to?
I will tell you, let's see, I'm not looking at iTunes, but the last 5 I listened to, well, we have, you know, I'll give you what you're looking for, but we, in our VIP program, I'm very proud of the shows that we have. And I was just listening to our own Danny Hatch, and he has a weekly show. And I do think people should check it out. It's very funny. I was just listening to Robert Kelly, a comedian, has a podcast called You Know What, Dude.
I like Brian Lehrer, NPR. I just like his voice. He soothes me so much.
Hmm. Okay.
School of Podcasting. So that's a weird coincidence. The Dork Forest, Jackie Cation has a show where she gets into the minutiae of something dorky. I was on there talking about hair metal. Kendall was on there talking about food. This woman, very nice woman, never heard of Motley Crue, so it's a little crazy.
Really?
Right?
Thank you.
Oh, come on now.
Right. I don't listen to Miley Cyrus, but I know who she is.
Wow.
Risk, Kevin Allison's Storyteller podcast. We happen to be on there also, but I was listening to that. That sounds like 5, right?
I think that's 5.
All right.
There you go. That was painless. You.
Yeah, and I sit in the same room as Keith, and he doesn't like using his headphones, so I guess I listen to this.
Family time. We have a kid, and it's a family. It's family time.
Well, how long did it take you guys to write the book?
Oh, man. Because how do you log these kinds of hours?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
you know, the same as our other book, as the relationship book, mm-hmm. What Are We Now? we waited a while and procrastinated a little and had some meetings and, you know, divvied out some work. And Keith's wife actually helped produce it. Mm-hmm. And then there were things like, we did our full day of Keith and the Girl, which is at least 8 hours every day. And sometimes we would, you know, sleep for 2 hours, then wake up. Sometimes that's 2 a.m. until like 6 a.m. to finish what we needed to do and then come back to regular work again. So it's hard to say because it's not just our one job. So we can't say, oh, spent 8 hours for 2 months. But in reality, we really think that we've been writing this from the beginning. All the information has at least one thing tied to when we first started, what we were confused about, how people were responding to us that infuriated us. You know, they would give you half the information or a hint of information, or they wouldn't know and they would pretend like they know. And we didn't want any of that. So we wanted to put all the stuff that we were questioning in the beginning, that we wanted to know if to go left or right. And after we did go left and right, did we make the right decision?
Yeah, we know people are going to, we know people judge us. So we know people are, we have to take this guy as seriously as our show. We know that people complain if they think they're cheated. I read a lot of these guides too, like you do. And you see when they're just talking, you see when they don't know what they're saying and when they're just filling up the page with words. And so we took it very seriously. The answer is 106 hours.
Of sleep in the last 3 months.
Right.
Right. Well, you can find it at ultimatepodcastingguide.com. And Keith, Ender, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's always great to talk to you guys.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. We playing darts tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Excellent. There you go. Check this out. If you go to ultimatepodcastingguide.com, use the coupon code SCHOOL, S-C-H-O-O-L. You can get 10% off either the book or the book and the bonus interviews and the videos or the book and the bonus interviews and bonus videos. So there's like three different packages of stuff over there. Let me give you an example of stuff that I just went, yeah, these guys get it. They talk about in the book, saving your file. It should be some sort of abbreviation of your show. So for them, it's KATG, Keith and the Girl. Then put the year, then put the month, then put the date. The reason for that, if you put it with the month, day, year first, when you do more than a year, all your numbers get jumbled up. It's just stuff like that that I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. These guys have done it. It's a good book. And like I say, it's kind of weird because, yeah, on one hand, you could buy their package and learn how to podcast. So technically they're my competition, but good content is good content. And I like to spotlight good content.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools Podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
All right, next up, let's answer some podcast questions. And let's start off. We're going to go to Josh. Now, you noticed that in that interview, Keith and the Girl were talking about Rob Walsh, who we've had on this show. He's the VP of podcast relations over at Libsyn. And Josh has a question.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Josh.
Joshua Rivers from the Quality Living Made Simple podcast at qualitylivingmadesimple.com. I just had a quick question here about Libsyn. At least the question is quick. Maybe the answer isn't. But I had a question about whenever you post a new episode, you go to the website, you log in, you click on publish, and then it gives you the option to publish as a podcast episode, a text post, or a file for download only. I'm just wondering, since I'm adding this to my WordPress website using the Blueberry PowerPress, and I'm just linking to the file that I put on Libsyn. Is there any reason why I should do it as a podcast episode as opposed to just file for download only? So just kind of curious about what you would think about that, and look forward to getting an answer from it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, there is a reason for that. It's called the Podcast Source app. It's from Libsyn. It's used in Windows phones. Basically, it's a Windows 8 app, and also on their phones. And also, I take it because, again, Rob Walsh from Libsyn is the guy that says, yeah, this is how you do it. If you go to Libsyn, their documentation, it says here how you do it. I mean, it's a podcast episode. When you do file for download only, you're missing out on getting some extra Google juice. You're missing out on adding information in these places like the Libsyn directory. There's actually a directory on Libsyn's site that there's just a name. There's just a name of a file, maybe even. So you're missing out on some Google juice. You're making it harder for an audience that may be finding you. Yes, technically, maybe in a not so much the wrong place, but a different place. You'd like to have them on your website, but they found you over here. Well, while you've got their eyeballs, take the most out of it. So I understand. I know my friend Cliff Ravenscraft in his tutorials says to use file for download only. I'm going with the VP of podcast relations of Libsyn, who says, no, use podcast episode. That's the one to do. So thank you so much for that. Let's go over to John.
This is John May with the Comic Book Page Podcast. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you,
sir. I'm recording this at about 10:41 on a Saturday morning, February 8th, which I believe is your birthday.
It is.
The reason I think it's your birthday is I caught the last 10 minutes of the podcasting coaching session you do live on Saturday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30. Somebody's out there got to be thinking, well, if it's 10:30 and he's recording this at 10:41, why did he stop listening? And how did he already listen to the last 10 minutes? Is there like time travel involved or something crazy? Well, I actually stopped listening at about 10:30 because you see, I'm in the central time zone and apparently those times listed aren't for the central time zone. And really, there's no reason I should have expected them to be. But anyway, as you often remind us on the School of Podcasting, we have a global audience. And in this case, at least a multi-time zone audience. And I know you've got a global audience, no question about that. You might want to include time zones when you give out stuff for live webcasts. Easy thing to forget, but it's something I've gotten in the habit of doing because I do a monthly teleconference for my listeners of my podcast. My podcast is Comic Book Page. It's obviously about comic books. Every month catalog comes out. We all get online one Saturday a month and just talk for a couple of hours about comics and related stuff. It's a lot of fun. But I know I've got listeners in different time zones. I've got co-hosts in different time zones. So I had just from the get-go always gotten in the habit of putting in the time zones because when you coordinate with co-hosts in different time zones, it's easy to be off by an hour, particularly when one or two of them live in one of those areas that don't observe daylight savings time. That just confuses me.
Anyways,
what I heard from the live session this morning sounded great. I'm going to see if I can get online earlier next week, now that I know I need to get online 9:30 my time. On a different subject, if you're interested, I can let you know how things turned out with the co-hosting situation I had about a year ago. You gave me some great advice on how to handle things, and I'll be honest, it was a bumpy road there for a bit, but my podcast is now, I think, in a much better place today than it was back then, and I attribute some of that to the good advice you gave me. Certainly would be willing to tell you more about it if you're interested. I know you do a solo podcast, I do a co-hosted podcast, and I think there are some key differences between. Anyways, keep up the great work you're doing, both with the live podcasting coaching, the School of Podcasting, the Podcasters Roundtable, all the other stuff you're involved with. And once again, this is John May with the Comic Book Page Podcast. If you're into comics and looking for a good podcast that does weekly reviews, talks about the sales numbers for comics, and talks about upcoming comics, check out comicbookpage.com.
There you go. Thank you so much, John. Yeah, the last episode I did was entitled, you know, mistakes that podcasters make that are easy to fix. And I think we're going to add not using time zones is an easy one to fix. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/393, you can find that episode. And it's always 10:30 Eastern Standard Time is when we do Ask the Podcast Coach. And we used Uber Conference. We switched. I'm not using callinstudio.com anymore. I'm not going to recommend them. Really nice guys, and I love the fact that, you know, it's kind of a blog talk radio killer. But I talked with Nick Suberling, who I was on the last episode of Start Talking and Recording Today. I'll probably play a clip from that. I've been actually interviewed a bunch, and I need to get those clips on the show. We just with the interview today, and we have a lot of questions from you guys. I'll probably put those in next week's episode. But when I was talking with Nick at the New Media Expo, he said that Blog Talk Radio drops a lot of people. I also don't recommend seismic audio mixers. Now, the one I have is fine, but I've known a few people that have ordered them that said, I don't know who does their quality control, but it's caca a poo-poo. So right now, if you go to my gear page at Amazon, I cannot control my Amazon page anymore right now as I'm in this whole kind of limbo phase. But I'm a big fan of my Yamaha mixer. Behringer mixers are good, and Mackie mixers are good. And if you have any questions on that, just email me and I can definitely answer your question that way. But the way we do that show, I contact with Jim and then we do a conference call. And it used to be I would contact with Jim over Skype and then we would use call-in studio. And now I connect with Jim over a Google Hangout, not Google Hangout on air. And I apologize to anybody. I originally thought it was going to be on air. And it turns out this Uber conference, which you can find at uberconference.com, does not work with the on air portion because you have to be able to have your guests say, yes, I'm willing to be live. And the way this system works, I love it. People don't have to enter a PIN number or anything like that. It's $10 a month. I love that. So it's cheaper than call-in studio. But it doesn't work with a Google Hangout on air. Now, I'm still working on ways to do that. I love the live show that we've been doing. We've always been playing with it. And I'm never afraid to kind of have egg on my face. And today was definitely a rocky little show as we're trying out that system. But it is cool. And you can check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And it's every Saturday at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. All right, next up, somebody wants to talk a little Podomatic.
Hey, Dave. This is Neil Smith, host of Undercountry Music. You can find me at undercountry.com. That's a weekly podcast where I bring exposure to unknown and lesser-known country music artists. And also, I round up the week in country music news. I cut through the fluff and People magazine-type garbage and bring you the one or two actual country music news stories that the big boys often pay little attention to. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I'm listening to your podcast, and you've got some things on there about Podomatic, which is where I do my hosting. And while I understand you love Libsyn and Blueberry, and those are great sources, and I'm not a cheerleader for Podomatic by any chance, but I've noticed some of your critiques on there are not accurate. I've been using Podomatic for 2 years, and, you know, they're not the best. I'll tell you, they're not the best, but you said something like you only get 15 gig a month and that's it. That is not accurate. You get 15 gig a month if you're at the free level, if you're not paying for it. When you get there and you go, okay, I'm about to hit it and my audience is growing, then you start paying for it and you get more bandwidth. You get more storage. You get, you know, statistical analysis and things like that. So I did want to just clarify that with you. And I don't know if you'll put this on your show or not. You seem like a stand-up guy. But I've noticed not only yourself but some other podcasts, you know, podcasts and also have their critiques, and I've learned that they're rarely accurate about Podomatic. And I don't know if I'll be with them forever, but I just wanted to clarify that. Anyway, love your show, listening right now, and God bless.
There you go. Andy ran out of time there. And obviously that came in over the phone. I'm looking at their website. 2 gigs of storage, 100 gigabytes of bandwidth per month. That means it's limited. Eventually, you're going to hit a storage limit, hence Libsyn Blueberry. 100 gigabit of bandwidth. Again, think about this. You go, well, I could have an episode and have it be downloaded a million times and it wouldn't even be 100 gigabytes. You don't have just one episode. You have 393 behind you. It doesn't take long to chew up 100 gigabits Why do I keep saying gigabits? Gigabytes of bandwidth per month when you got people downloading all 393 episodes. So, yeah, their free version has 500 megabytes of storage. Their free version has 15 gigs of bandwidth, which I can sneeze and that would go, right? When you've been doing it a while. So, yeah, I understand you're saying that, yes, there's a limit. And when you pay, you get more. But you do not get unlimited. And that was one of my things. I said the people I recommend have unlimited storage, meaning you can have one episode, you can have 1,000. I mean, Keith and the girl are on almost an episode 1,000. It's ridiculous, right? And then you got to have unlimited bandwidth. So that doesn't matter if you have one listener or, you know, 50,000. You're not going to get throttled. So I get your point, and you are correct. I didn't mention that you get more if you're free, but they do not meet my criteria for a media host because there is a limit. No matter what, how big it is, there's a limit, and consequently then, they are not somebody I'm going to recommend. Last up, let's throw us over to Jeff from 200churches.com.
Dave Jackson, Jeff Cady from 200 Churches. Hey, episode 54 released Wednesday, January 20, whatever it is tomorrow. What is it, the 22nd tomorrow, Mitch?
Yes, the 22nd, I
believe. Yes, episode 54, at about the 3-minute, 50-second mark, we go on this rant about you. It's kind of a left-handed, complimentary, absolutely, positively negative type of a thing. You'll just have to check it out. And this is my son, Mitch. Say hi, Mitch.
Hey, Dave Jackson.
Hey, Mitch.
That's Mitch. Mitch is 15, ninth grade, the fourth of my kids, and the nicest of the four. Right, Mitch?
Sure.
Hey, Dave. Your long episode was fantastic. I still have to go and download that PDF of all those podcasts. So thanks for doing that. That's going to be a great resource, and I'm going to link to it from our website. Thanks, buddy. Have a good week. Bye.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. Got to tell everybody, if you want somebody to listen to an episode, that's how you do it. He sent me that. Now, what it was is at the end of that episode, this is the one that was, you know, what is your absolute favorite podcast? And at the end, I was talking about some ones that I was going to listen. And I love the fact that I listened to 200 Churches. And I said, it's a great podcast. I think I said, if you're into churchy stuff. And Jeff was like, come on, churchy stuff. So, but I did not walk to hear that particular episode. And if you want to hear that episode, it was a little long. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/388. It's actually one of the best episodes I think I've done in terms of, if you really want to understand the power of podcasting, it is a bit long. It's an hour and 18 minutes long, but it is some good stuff. So I thank you so much for tuning in. That is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. And want to let you know that in the future, we will have Christ. I cannot talk today. If you ever had one of those days, you're like, seriously, if I can get my tongue and my mouth together, I might actually be able to have a word put together. But Chris Christensen from the Amateur Traveler Podcast will be another future episode. And I'm going to be talking some more about, I'm going to be filling you in on trying to get licensed music on your podcast. That is a pain in the butt. And in the end, it's probably best to just, I don't know, go find somebody else to do. I'll be playing you some clips from Start Talking and Recording Today. I was on that episode. I was on Industry Night with Marcus Couch. That's a WordPress plugin. I'll be playing clips from that in the future. I'll be appearing. There's a new Podcasters Roundtable. And it probably, if you're listening to this on Monday, it might be tonight. We're still figuring out the time. And we're going to be talking about podcast promos. And should you restrict who you allow to play your promo? That's going to be an interesting discussion, because a great podcast I listen to now is called Industry Standard from Barry Katz, who's a famous comedic manager. And at the end of his show, he goes, hey, if you hate the podcast, or no, if you love the podcast, tell your friends. If you hate the podcast, tell your friends. So I want to remind you that if you don't have a website yet and you know you're going to start a podcast and you have a topic, you have a good idea, you're just not sure where to go, email me with the subject line quick start. And what this does is I will send you a link to where you can order your podcast hosting through my affiliate link. I earn a little bit of commission on that. Now, my way of saying thanks is I give you a month at the School of Podcasting, plus I will install WordPress for you, and I'll install all the plugins you need to get going with podcasting. Now, obviously, you'll have to supply the images and the content, but I'll give you basically the base of your word set. Your word set? See, my mouth, just seriously. This is why I don't do live. Your website will be up and going and ready to go. So thank you so much for tuning in. And also, I should mention this. If you want to sign up for the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and you'll get a piece off that first month. And I look forward to working with you. And I will see you on the inside. Until then, start living a life worth podcasting about. And I will see you on the inside. Take care and God bless.